Welcome along to Thursday's Bulletin for Newcastle. Manager Rafael Benitez has hinted that the Ivory Coast international Seydou Doumbia could be given a chance to start in the Premier League. The Spanish coach is happy with Doumbia's work rate at training, along with another forward Emmanuel Rivière, as the duo look to break into the United starting lineup. Benitez said Rivière and Doumbia are also working hard in training, so the competition between the strikers will be good for us. Doumbia, who's on loan from Italian giant Roma, is yet to score in three league appearances from the bench he's made for United since joining the club in February 2016. Senegalese forward Papiss Cissé recently returned from injury to boost the relegation-threatened side, remained winless in the league since Benitez took over from Steve McClaren last month. Well, he continued by saying, "It's a problem for me because I must decide. We have more players now. When Papiss was injured, we couldn't choose him, but now he is another option. The competition between the players is good for the team." Well, moving on, our Newcastle defender Stephen Taylor looks set to leave the club at the end of the season when his contract expires. That's according to reports. Taylor is a product of the Newcastle Academy and has spent his whole career with the North East outfit, making over 200 appearances since earning his debut in 2003. The 30-year-old has enjoyed a 20-year association with the Magpies, but looks set to leave at the end of the current campaign after a gradual decrease in performance levels. Manager Rafael Benitez, who could also depart if Newcastle are relegated, is reportedly not set to offer a fresh contract to Taylor. That's according to reports in the Daily Mail. The defender has been hounded by injuries over the past few seasons, while he was also dragged off at half-time in last weekend's defeat to Southampton.